Okay, let us begin the next sugya. There's two aspects to the sugya that I want to get into, start introducing. The first aspect is just working through the Shaka Vitari, the Gemara, and how the Rishonim handle that. And then we'll get into a little bit of this, what I'll call a mini sugya of Shema Yachnitenu Rava. So that's the agenda. So the Gemara wants to know, my Maveh, what is Maveh? So we have finally the Machlek is Rav and Shmuel. Rav says Maveh is Adam, and Shmuel says Maveh is Shem. And the Gemara cites different possible psukim. Nothing is very, very dispositive. So the Gemara then says, at the end of the Gemara, okay, good. So Rav, my time, a lo Omar kishmuel. So Rav, why doesn't he like Shmuel? Tana Shor, b'chol milu d'shor. Shmuel nami ha-tana le-shor. So Rav has an argument. And Rav's argument is, and it probably needs further discussion, is the Mishnah says shor. And when the Mishnah says shor, that means kol milu d'shor. That means Shane, that means Regel, that means Karen. And that's like what I will call, according to Rav, Shor is a, you know, we talked about within the Gris, that there's a granddaddy of them all, Av, which is Mamoncha Shmirasan Alecha, or Hezeko Matsui. And here we're talking about another, like there's a mother Av. There's a mother Av, according to Rav, called Shor. And that incorporates Kol Milei D'Shor. So the kash is really on Shmuel. So Shmuel, why are you learning differently? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Tana Shor Lekarno, Mavel Hashino, V'Hakikamar Lo Riach Keren Shein Ano Lezeko, Kri Hashein Sheyesh Ano Lezeko. So the Gemara says, no, is according to Shmuel, we have two avos. We have an av called Shein, and we have an av called Keren. You might think maybe you can learn one from the other. So the Gemara tells us they each have distinctive qualities. Shane has a distinctive quality. Sheyesh ana lehezeko. Shane is ana lehezeko. And Keren has a distinctive quality that is what? It's kavanaso lehazik. And the Gemara has, as we've seen before, just like Lori Zekri Zeh, you can't go ahead and derive one from the other. Now, who comments on this piece of Gemara? Tosfos comments in the Gemara. So Tosfos makes a comment in the Gemara. We're going to see the comment in a second. Before we get to the comment, I want to just look at this Gemara big picture. Structurally. When you look at the overall structure of the Gemara, just let's walk it through. So the Gemara says we have two, according to Shmuel, we're in the world of Shmuel now. We're spending the today in Shmuel. According to Shmuel, there's an Av called Shane, and there's an Av called Karen. You need both because Shane is Hanal Azeko, Karen is Kavanos Lahazik. You need both. You can't derive one from the other. Then the Gemara makes a move. That's step one. I'm going to call that, that's A. Then the Gemara says, B, what are you talking about? I can derive one from the other. Balav, Kavachomer, who? It's a Kavachomer. And if I know that Shane is Chayev, then certainly Karen is Chayev. So in a certain sense, you're going to have, is that Karen is more Chomer than Shane. So if Shane is Chayev, then a fortiori, Karen is Chayev. Good? That's step two of the Gemara. So it's a kash. Then the Gemara goes through what I'm going to call step C, which I'm going to, C and D, which I'm going to skip. And that is the Shema Yachnitenu piece. Gemara says, well, maybe we need to express that because of something unique, because of Shema Yachnitenu Eved Ama. Gemara says, not true. And then the Gemara gets to point E, which I'm really going to call for our purposes point C, because I'm skipping C and D. And that is, then the Gemara is going to move forward and tell us, no. And what does it say? At the end of the Gemara, no, Ella Parich Hachi. What does Parich Hachi mean? Just pshat. You can slug up the Kavachomer like this. The Kavachomer is not a good Kavachomer because Lo Riach Keren Shekavanos Lahazik, Kri Hashein Shein Kavanos Lahazik, Lo Riach Shein Sheyesh Hanoah Lehezeko, Kri Keren Shein Hanoah Lehezeko. So basically, what does the Gemara do in stage C? It rejects the Kavachomer. How?
Because they're not
how does the Gemara reject the Kavachomer?
Chazik is not the plan that he is. So definitely can't be the
Kabbalah. What's the Gemara saying? What was step one? Step A. Karen and Shane cannot be derived one from the other because each one has a unique tchuna, kavanos lahazik, versus yishan alazik. Gemara says, what are you talking about? You can't learn one from the other. After all, it's a kal v'chomer. And Shane is more kal than Karen, so if Shane is chai, certainly Karen's chai. And then what does Gemara do? Say, no, it's no kal v'chomer. Why? Because Shane is an alazik, and Karen is kavanos lahazik. In other words, what are we at stage C? The Gemara brought us back to A. So just on a pshat level, am I getting this wrong? Karen kavanos lahazik, Shane not, Shane yeshan alazik, Karen not. So we had that already. So what is this like process that the Gemara is going through? Is my question clear?
Yeah.
It's just pshat, just learning pshat. I remember when I did this Bekiyas, and like I didn't really, what's this pshat? Like why, the Gemara is just like, oh yeah, we knew that all along, but what we said above. Like well, what's going on? So let's start with step A. What's going on in step A? So I asked to take a look at Tosis. And Tosis says, we can't learn out within Shmuel Karen from Shane, Shane from Karen. Why not? Because, lo riyak Karen sh'ein hana'ala hezeko. Karen is no hana'ala hezeko, upshia Pasha. Shahayel olishma shoro, shebekal haya yachla shamra. She ain dechuka lahazik. Kevin shein alazeka. Aval shein sheyesh an alazeka have kein ones. Shelo haya yachla shamra kol kach. Kevin shehashein dechuk leechol lahanasa. So says Tosis, why can't you derive Karen from why can't you derive Shane from Karen? Because says Tosis, a very striking comment. Tosis says, is it easy to watch your animal from Karen?
Easier.
It's easy. So do we expect you to do so? We do. We have an expectation to do because it's easy. Why? Because there is no internal natural compulsion that is driving the behema to do this. So it's easy. But where an animal, his very being is always searching for food. So there is something internal that is always pressing him to do hezek. So is it easy or hard to be shomer? It's really hard. So hard, Tosis calls it ke'im onus. It's like so hard, it's almost impossible. It's almost impossible. Does this remind you of any other language in a Tosis that used a language of like a Kain Ones type of Latin? What?
Status.
Kain. What are you talking about?
I'm saying there's you're a right. Spectrum.
Spectrum. Do you remember the Tosis by Adam Muad La'olam? And you remember we said Adam Muad La'olam, he's always Muad. The Tosis say he's always Muad, always. Even when he's sleeping, he's Muad? Yeah, the Gemara says when he's sleeping. Even when he went to bed first and the other guy slept next to him and went to... So the Gemara says, no, that's not. Why? Because Tosis says, at some point there's different... Onus is not a zero-sum game. There's levels, there's degrees, there's gradations. And says Tosis, if it's an Onus Ke'en Geneva, that's an Onus. If it's an Onus Ke'en Aveda, do better. So Tosis says the Halamina here is Shane is Ke'en Ones. Not Ones, but it's Ke'en Ones. Like, it's tough. It's tough, and you can't derive Karen from Shane. There's no expectation. Shane is very, very hard. Now, then Tosis says the other way around. Yeah, but Lo Re'i HaShein She'en Kavanos LaHazik Ve'en Yitzro Tukfa Then Tosis says, but Karen has a chumrah too. What's the chumrah of Karen? Is that once an animal gets upset, So now it's got a temper. It's got Yitzro Tukva means it's got like this, now this temper. Can you go ahead and control an animal when it's really angry? Really, really hard thing to do. It's a very, very hard thing to do. So, and is it an animal that's just doing its thing? It's a total, you ever go to visit, you've never done this, but if you go to a place where animals graze naturally, the shape of the animal is you got the four legs, you got the back, and the head is always down. It's always eating. It's always foraging for food. It's a natural state. It's easy to watch. It's easy to go ahead and, but once it loses its cool, that's very hard. So Karen has a tzad chumra over Shane. You can't derive one from the other. Now Rambam said, what's the premise underlying this tesis? What's Tosis essentially saying? What's the key word? Shmira. It's all about Shmira. And does this sound familiar within the world of Tosis we've been living in? I'm back to the sugya of Mamoncha. Does Tosis take the word Mamoncha by Eish, by Bor, by Shane, by Regel? Does he take, by Adam, does he take it seriously? He doesn't take the word Mamoncha seriously. It's all about Shmira, and this Tosis is L'shitase. It's saying it's about Shmira, and there's a tzad that Shane is very hard to watch, Kain Onas, and there's a tzad to say Karen is very hard to watch, Kain Onas. That's the premise, that's step one in the sugya, that's A. Then the Gemara says, what are you talking about? It's a kal v'chomer. It's a kal v'chomer, kamash malon. No, it's not a kal v'chomer. Back to step A. Now, I want you to think svaradik now. How would you explain step B, the lav kal v'chomer hu, in light of what Tosis did in step A? Yes, Ezra. Right.
By Shmira, Karen would be more chamor than Shane somehow. Karen's more chamor.
So then,
and then in Maskana, we're saying no, it's not talking about on the Shmira, rather it's talking about the Hamer.
So slow down on that before you get to C. What's B saying? The Lav Kal V'Chomeru. So I think Ezra's saying something, but he's not fully there. Good. There's a tzad chomor by Shane, and there's a tzad chomor by Karen. Nevertheless, I still have a kal v'chomer. What's the nevertheless? I still have a kal v'chomer.
Saying that the tzad of Karen is still more strict than Shane.
That's correct. The tzad of Karen is still more strict. Meaning to say, if I were to assign a value to how hard it is to be Shomer Shane, I could assign a value. I'm going to assign a value, I'm going to make it up. But it takes 60 units of strength to be Shomer Shane. And it takes Karen, when an animal starts to go a little whack, how many units does it take to watch a crazy animal from Karen? 80 units. That's how many it's going to take. So true, they both have their unique tzad chumras. But once a Karen goes crazy, it's going to be much more difficult to watch than the normal course of the Shane, which is always in a state of damaging. And therefore, what is the unit of Shmira that's required for Shane? 60%. What is the unit that is required for Karen? 80. And now says the Gemara Kal V'Chomer, if you're chai for what? To exert 60 levels of units of Shmira for Shane. So certainly, did I say that backwards? I think I said it backwards. It requires more for Shane. In other words, if you have to watch for Shane, which is, let's go with Shmira, which is harder to watch. Let's go with Shmira, harder to watch. And nevertheless, the Torah says you have to watch it. So Karen, which is easier to watch, certainly should be chayav to watch. Let me say that again.
That's how
Tosfos didn't say anything. Tosfos didn't say a word. Tosfos didn't say a word. Tosfos says, in the world of Shmira, they both have different tchunot that demand Shmira. Now the Gemara is asking Akasha. What's the Gemara asking? Yeah, but if I have to watch Ma Shein, She'ain Kavanos Lahazik, doesn't work so great in the Lashon, maybe. Ma Shein, She'ain Kavanos Lahazik. Chayav, Keren, She'kavanos Lahazik, Lo Kolsuke. Doesn't work so great in the Lashon. So maybe I'm going to look at the Shita Mikubetz for a little help. Let's look at the Shita for a little help. Maybe it's going to help me out a little bit. Open up the Shita, please. So the Shita says as follows. Umahari Kohen Sedek, Piresh. So Piresh Shri Shapirish, Lori Akeron Shein Hanala Hezeka, Upshia Gedola, Pasha, Vekule, Kakosabatois, Hochi Parech. So here the Gemara is asking the Kasha. What's the Kasha? The Lav Kalva Chomerhu, Ma Shein Shein Kavanoso Lahazik. Velo havile la asuke adaite linature. It doesn't have kavanah lahazik. And therefore, do I think it requires real shmira? If it's ain kavanah lahazik, do I think it requires real shmira? Hello?
No.
Yet, the Torah says it requires shmira. So Keren, which is kavanah lahazik, certainly have to be shomer. In other words, which do I think demands? They both demand shmira. Tosfos says they both demand shmira. But which l'chora should demand more shmira? Keren should demand more shmira. In other words, there's a quantitative difference. As you can't learn out one from the others in the Havamina. Why not? Because they each have a tsar chumra. Now the Gemara is saying, yeah, they might have a tzar chumra, but quantitatively, the shmira that is demanded of Keren is greater than the shmira that will be demanded of Shein. And if I nevertheless have to do Shein, so certainly I'd have to do Keren. Dekevan shekavanoso lahazik, have posheya. You got a dangerous animal on your hands. You better watch it. Okay? In other words, where's the shift in the Gemara? Where's the shift? Hello? The shift in the Gemara is quantitative. Quantitative. That the demands of Shmira for Keren are greater than the demands of Shmira for what? For Shein. So Kolsuke. And now the Gemara goes backwards. And what does the Gemara say in step C? What does the Gemara say in step C? No. Lori Keren, Kari Shein, Lori Shein, Kari Keren. Which means, now quantitatively, they're in the same range, the same level of Shmira, and therefore, we're not going to accept the Kal Vachomer. In other words, according to this approach, what we're saying is the Gemara is living in the world of Shmira. It started in the world of Shmira, thinking there's an equivalence. The Gemara says, no, it's not an equivalence. There's a greater demand of Shmira by Keren, and therefore, if you have to do Shmira by Shein, Kol Shekein Keren. And then the Gemara comes back and says, no, we're in the same ballpark of Shmira, and therefore, the Kal Vachomer is no good. Each one is in that same ballpark. Yes?
How do we go back?
Let me do the following. Let me try the other pshat. The other pshat. And then I'll try and come back. By comparing that, we'll come back to this pshat. You give me a very blank look.
No, I got it.
Okay, let me do. Now, Rabosai. In other words, we started with Shmira. Now the Gemara says, new pshat. V'lav kal v'chomer hu. And now look at the Maharikats. Umahari pireis a nupshat. Da hai de kama v'lav kal v'chomer. Lo koi akula v'chumra deshein v'keren abailin. Ela abehema. What does that mean? If we're talking about the bailin, what word are we talking about?
Shmira.
We're talking about shmira. Says the Ma'ariv Katz, the Gemara is making a radical shift. It's not a shift quantitatively. What's more shmira, what's less shmira, is a radical shift. We are leaving the world of shmira now. It's not about shmira. If it's not about shmira, back to Rav Fox's Chakira, then what is it about? What is it about? What's the word that we're going to use? Mamoncha. It's about you are responsible for your property. It's yours. You're responsible. You might have a tour showman, but it's yours, you're responsible. Now, if we're looking at it, it's yours, we're looking at the behema itself. You have two behemas. One is vicious, and one is docile. So where are you going to be more responsible?
Vicious,
you're more responsible. So says the Gemara, if you're what? Responsible for even docile shame. So certainly you're going to be responsible for Karen, for vicious. In other words, according to the Ma'ariv Katz, the Gemara has made a move. What's the move that the Gemara has made? It's left the world of Shmira. And it's moved into Mamoncha. If it's Shmira, you can debate. Equal, not equal, etc. But now that we've left, no, it's not about Shmira, it's not about the Bailim, it's about the animal itself, and now we're talking vicious. Karen is vicious. That, and you're chai for Shane, certainly going to be chai for Karen. The mechai of Mamoncha, which is going to be mechai for a docile animal, certainly going to be mechai for a aggressive animal. Now what's the Maskana Sagamara? Where now has the Gemara moved in stage C? Is they share, when it comes to Mamoncha, an identical responsibility. Why do they share identical responsibility? Because true, Karen is more vicious, and therefore you should be chayav for that. But what does Shane have over Karen?
Hano,
which means what? Commonality. Meaning it's frequency. Yeah, it might be more vicious, so that's going to mean, like, when it does damage, beware. But Shane is much more frequent, and therefore, that is another reason for Mamoncha. Mamoncha. In other words, all I want you to see over here is I think the way you read this Gemara will depend on your vantage point, on your vision of the Mechai being Shmira or the Mechai being Mamoncha. According to the world of Tosis L'Ora Kol HaDerech throughout the entire Masechet is living in a world of Shmira. And that's what Tosis emphasized in the beginning of the Gemara. And that's how the first approach of Lav Kal V'Chomer is going to tell you, no, you can go ahead and argue within the world of Shmira that there's a quantitative difference. Kamashman, there's no quantitative difference. Whereas the Ma'ariv Katz is saying, no, this Gemara is progressing, is moving to a new place. It starts in the world of Shmira. And that's what Tosa emphasized. When it says V'lav Kal V'Chomer, it's leaving the world of Shmira. And no, the Mechayev is Mamoncha. In the world of Mamoncha, you may be more chayev for the vicious animal. Kavanos al-Hazik, Kamash Malon, that's true. Where that animal might be more vicious, but the Shane animal, which is less vicious, but it has a greater frequency, which will now ratchet up the obligation of Mamoncha. Okay, just shock of a tie. Nuss. So I think what we're saying is, I like the Ma'ariv Katz here, because according to Tosfos, the Gemara is basically zigzag. According to what the Ma'ariv Katz is saying, the way I'm going to say Ma'ariv Katz is, you started with Shmira. The Gemara says, no, it's not about Shmira, it's about the animal, the nature of the animal. And if you look at the nature of the animal, the Havmin Lav Kal V'Chomer is saying, well, the nature of a vicious animal would demand a greater mechayev, greater mechayev. So if you're chayev for Shane, certainly you're going to be chayev for Karen. And then the Gemara answers, responds to that, no. Because true, Karen is more vicious, but Shane is more frequent. And because Yesh Hanol HaZeko, and it has its frequency, so that frequency is going to now create a greater mechayev than Karen. It's a pircha on the kal v'chomer that will create a greater mechayev of mamoncha for Shane than you might have for Karen, and that will knock out the kal v'chomer. Eli Shir.
So you said the Gemara starts off a shmira, right?
Oh my gosh!
And then you said the kal v'chomer changing it to mamon, because the guy has mamon, Karen's more vicious to have the kal v'chomer. But we can still have a kal v'chomer by shmira, because you said on the level of shmira, Karen is 80 units and Shane is 60, so therefore.
And then the answer to the Gemara says no, they're both 80 units. They're both 80 units. That's the end of the Gemara.
So you're just saying another way.
Correct. Yeah!
How does Tosus view the Maskana?
Tosus is saying that the Gemara, in the Havamina thought, that the degree of Shmira that is going to be required for Karen is greater, but not Onas. So if you're Chayav for Shmira for Shane, you're certainly Chayav for Karen. Kamash Malon, that no, they're parallel, they're similar, and therefore you need both. I'm so concerned. I got ants in my pants over here. I didn't do anything yet. Okay, I want to talk about a little. I want to start discussing Shema Yakniten Rava, and step number one is this a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbana? And when you read the Gemara, when I read the Gemara, I said for sure this is a din d'rabbana. It's for sure a din d'rabbanan. And how is this all going to work? Min HaTorah. Is an Adon Chayev for the Hezek of his Eved? Min HaTorah, he's Chayev for the Hezek of his Eved. Why is he Chayev for the Hezek of his Eved? Because the Meiri says Mefurish. It's Mamoncha. Ushmiras Nalecha. And the Meiri says the words Mamoncha. Mamoncha Ushmiras Nalecha. And therefore, min HaTorah, you are chayev. Now, time out. Is an Eved Kanani mamoncha? Is that true? So there's a very compelling argument that it's true. For example, is an Eved Kanani that belongs to Kohen, is he allowed to eat Shuma? Eved Kanani that belongs to a Kohen, can the Kohen feed him his peros and truma? Can a Kohen feed his animal his peros and truma?
Yes.
The answer is yes, and the Eved Kanani. Why? So the Gemara says, because who can you feed peros and truma to? That which is Kinyan Kaspo. An animal is Kinyan Kaspo. Your Eved Kanani is Kinyan Kaspo, and therefore you can be machil your Eved Kanani and your animal truma. What other obligation does an Eved does an Adon have to his Eved? So he's a Chov of Mila. He has to give his Eved Kanani a Bris Mila. Why? Because he has to give to, who does he have to give? He has to give Yilid Beso, people who were born to him, and he has to give those that are Kinyan Kaspo. There's a mitzvah of Bris Mila. And for that reason, probably when there's a real Kinyan, how does an Eved Kanani go free? He needs a get shichur. He needs a get shichur. The get shichur, the get, also highlights this status of he's nicknames to the Adon, and therefore says the Meiri, he's chayev min HaTorah in his nazik. The Adon is chayev. He's Kinyan Kaspo. Just like the shor and Eved. The shor, he's chayev for the shor, he's chayev for the Eved. So now it says the Meiri, however, came along the Chacham, because of this Svara of Shema Yakniten Rabo, came along the Chacham and said, what? It can't be. Meaning, it's true. But we are going to put the Adon at financial risk par excellence if we are Mechayev the Adon for the Nezek of the Eved. How are we going to put him at risk par excellence? Because what? Because now the Eved, the Adon is going to mistreat the Eved, and now the Eved is going to want to seek revenge. How's he going to seek revenge? He's going to just go ahead and burn everything to the ground, burn every and else's property to the ground, be mechayev the Adon. So because of that din d'rabbanan, Shema Yakniten Rabo, says the Meiri, the Adon is part of it. And this is part of a kol chachamim, hefker bezen hefker. They can say, even though min HaTorah you're chayev, mid'rabbanan, we're going to exempt you. Okay? So it says me an interesting kasha. So what would be the din if the Eved did Hezek b'shogeg? He didn't do it on purpose. He's not doing, he loves his Adam. But what do you want? He did it b'shogeg. He tripped. He broke something. Does the Adam have to pay? So if you take this Svarat Durabbanan seriously, would the Adam have to pay? L'chora, the Adam would have to pay. Says the Me'iri, nevertheless, the Adam doesn't have to pay. Why doesn't the Adam have to pay? Because maybe the Eved is pulling shtick. And the Eved is going to go ahead and do what? He really is upset at his Adam. He really wants to mess over his Adam. How does he mess over his Adam? He pretends he's a shogeg. He pretends he tripped. I didn't trip. It was perfectly calculated. I made it look like a shogeg. And therefore, I'm going to go ahead and mess up my Adam. That is what the Me'iri says. Now watch this. Watch this. There's a Noda B'Yehuda. Takes this Me'iri very seriously. And just to highlight this Me'iri. You have an Eved. Kanani. He's being Mechal Shabbos. Is Nebuchadnezzar allowed to be Mechal Shabbos? No, he's Chai B'Mitzvahs. Sky the mitzvahs, low tassis. What's the onesh for Neve Kanani? It's Mechal Shabbos? Misa. At the same exact moment that he's Mechal Shabbos, maybe he's shooting an arrow, flying from one rishus to another rishus, in midair, pierces someone's shirt, it's Chayv Mama. Chayv Mama. Maybe he killed someone. Chayv Misa. And he's Chayv Mama. Is there any tzad in the world that when we see this all happened by the Eved b'shogeg, let's say we know he had no intention of damaging a shirt. Do we know for sure there's a shogeg? Do we think that he might be pulling shtick over here? If he's pulling shtick, it's pretty bad shtick. Why is it pretty bad shtick? Because he must really hate his Adam a lot. Because what's happening to him? He's Chayv Misa. So he must really hate his Adam a lot. He's Chayv Misa, but he wants to make sure his Adam has to pay $25 for a shirt. Excuse me? No, I'm saying the shirt. First of all, if you do a chimis b'shoga, you're also kimle applies. Kimle applies to the other. Who's in other words, it's a kimle case. Says no to Behuda. Kimle case. Would the Adon have to pay in this case? It's a kimle case, but the chiv misa is where? The chiv misa is by who? It's by the Eved. The chiv mamon is where? It's by the Adon. You only say kimle if the misa and the mamon is in the same place. Here it's in different places. Is it fair to assume that the Adon here is doing this to mess up his, that the Eved is doing it to mess up his Adon?
Yeah.
Really?
No.
He's putting himself to death. He's doing something that's chayv misa.
Yeah.
In order to just...
You're telling me no. Let me explain myself.
No. Do you want to explain yourself?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
All right, let's say you're my master, right? You hate, and I hate you. You treat me like garbage. Let's say...
I got it.
I want to kill myself. I'm done with this. But I'm not going out just to go out. I'm screwing you on the way out, too. You're paying. So same thing. I don't like you, so I'm... I don't like you, so...
That's a very vengeful Eved. Meaning he's willing... Says an Oda Behuda that in that case, he thinks it's Vadai... It's a Vadai Shoga case. There is no tzad of Mirma. And since there's no tzad of Mirma, you know what the din is going to be? Says an Oda Behuda. Who has to pay? The Adam would have to pay. In other words, this is really, really, really a din drabon. And if you could really, really come up with a case, you don't like my case, don't like my case, but if you could really come up with a case where we know for 100% certain that the Eved did this b'shogeg, and those are the facts, ain't a chanan. The other one's going to have to pay. That is what the Noda says within the meeting. Is there another approach to understand this din of Shem Yachin Ken Rabo? So the answer is yes. And I asked you to take a look at a Shita Mikubetzet. And the Shita Mikubetzet suggests, and we'll discuss this tomorrow with the Rambam, but the Shita Mikubetzet suggests that when it comes to the din of Shem Yachin Ken Rabo, it is not a din drabba. The Torah goes out of its way to say the Adon is not Chayv. How? A Pasuk. What Pasuk? Not sure. Maybe it's the Pasuk that says, Makeh Behema Yeshamenu. Who has to pay when there's a Makeh Behema? The person's Makeh Behema. And not who? And not the Adon. The Eved, not the Adon. And this is already a Din Doraisa, that the Adon doesn't have to pay. Why doesn't the Adon have to pay? Time of the Krah, because the Torah knew that if we're going to make the Adon pay, then the Eved has the opportunity to mess over the Adon. But it's a din doraisa that the Adon doesn't have to pay. Why? Time of the Krah. And then we're talking about a totally different halacha. It's not a din d'rabbana, where now you have a nafkum in this crazy case of Not Yehuda. It's a din doraisa, the Adon doesn't have to pay. And Shema Yakniten Rabo is time of the crop. We're going to stop here. We're going to look at the Rambam tomorrow. This whole sugya comes from a fascinating discussion between the Tzdukim and the Prushim in Maseches Yadayim, which we'll also look at tomorrow. And then hopefully we'll get to the Rav Chaim. Have an excellent day.